This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. After 3 days of qualifying, there's a ballot full for the October 24th primary. On day one, we got the big names, the top-tier candidates for governor, and most of the incumbents for the other statewide offices.
I'm going to be treasurer again.
I have qualified for re-election.
Day two, the bulk of the Bessie candidates qualified, along with the fourth and final contender for lieutenant governor, Baton Rouge Mayor Kip Holden.
You will see us making sure that the small towns and villages don't turn into ghost towns.
Day three, two Democrats qualified for attorney general. Jerry Baloney.
Mr. Caldwell doesn't stand or represent the working folk.
And Ike Jackson.
The things that I will bring out in this election will have those three Republican hypocrites running from a debate.
There was also the usual assortment of interesting characters, like independent Eric Orgeron, running for governor.
You see, I'm an entrepreneur. I've got several projects that you're going to end up seeing that basically take people's breath away.
One of those projects? New Orleans-style cheesecake. There was also Adrian Juttner, a Green Party candidate for Ag Commissioner.
Legalize and tax marijuana recreationally or for medicinal use.
One who did not join the cast of characters, businessman John Georges, though the rumors had TV crews standing by to the bitter end. So here's the ballot count. 9 candidates for governor and 4 for lieutenant governor, 2 contenders for secretary of state, and 5 for attorney general. 2 treasurer candidates, 4 for agriculture commissioner, and 4 insurance commissioner candidates. And there are at least 2 candidates for each of the 8 Bessie seats. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.